Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are one more day. Here I am, one more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you for joining this Morning Connection podcast. Morning Connection podcast 199. What a journey we've had together over these last few months, hasn't it? And if you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, you're joining me today through Blog Talk Radio, through iTunes, maybe through skiplacour.com. Maybe you came over to this podcast from my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page. Well, welcome. Just wanted to let you know we've been doing this. We did 100 Morning Connection podcasts where I get you to think, right? Guys who've been listening to this podcast, the entire journey, get you to think about your life every single day from a slightly different angle. Every single day. You can't think about this stuff too much. It's your life, gosh darn it, right? Motivating you, inspiring you, making you think, poking and prodding, making you feel enthusiastic. I can do it. Maybe I've been giving you a kick in the butt, saying, you know what? I'm not using all of my talents, resources, my abilities, the people who are willing to help me. I'm not using them to their fullest. And maybe some things that I've said have really gave you that kick in the butt that you need. A lot of times we're in our own head. We rationalize why we don't do things, why things are acceptable. And we have all these thoughts that go through our head hundreds of times a day that solidify us, that cement us where we are. A lot of times that's great. We are happy with the way we go about life. Maybe what we focus on and we're doing well is our relationships, let's say. And so those thoughts that are going through your mind, they're awesome. They're getting you to where you want to go. You're loving every minute of it. At the same time, you might be rationalizing a quality of life when it comes to your physical body or your career or your finances that it isn't what you want. But you spend so much time rationalizing it, justifying it, maybe focusing on, let's say, in this scenario, your relationship that's so great, saying, you know what, can't have everything. Doing great there. A lot of people don't have that. And you say that in your head hundreds and hundreds of times over the course of a week or a month, and it just cements you right there. And sometimes you just need that whack on the side of the head where you have a coach or a friend, someone who cares about you, someone who's skilled at pushing you. It's like a personal trainer in the gym. I don't care how great you're doing in the gym. There's always more inside. I don't care how great you are in the gym, how strong you think you are, how effective you are with the mechanics and the form when it comes to the gym. There is always a higher level. Take it from a guy who's been doing it for 25 years and not just my personal experience, going to the highest level to become a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, but observing thousands and thousands of people who I've helped or I've witnessed over the last 25 years, there is always a higher level. The question is, do you want to go to that higher level? If you do want to, you'll find a small distinction strategy here all the time. There's always that higher level. It's just how badly do you want it, right? So that's encouraging, right? If you feel you're stuck in certain areas of your life, you just can't get it together, there is a way. It's just finding what it is, getting folks on it, and, you know, doing what it takes. And this Morning Connection podcast is something that is here to start that process. Definitely stimulate that thought. Take action. Maybe you're getting that type of benefit from this podcast already in so many ways. Obvious ways, maybe in more subtle ways that you realize more and more since you've been listening to this podcast every single day. Like I said, if you watch my YouTube videos back, you know, when I was preparing for a contest where all I thought about was becoming a national champion in drug-free bodybuilder. It was my obsession. It was my identity. It was my vision. It was all tied in. And you might say, wow, that's some impressive weight. This guy's moving around. Look, even back then, I know if I had somebody who I trusted, someone who I had rapport with, someone who I felt knew what they were talking about, and they told me one more rep, I don't care how many reps I did with how much weight and how much better it was than anybody else who I witnessed over the internet, my competition, whatever it might be. If I had that respect and I had that rapport and he said one more rep, you know, there might have been a part of me that said, what the hell are you talking about? Don't you know who I am or whatever? But I know there's always one more rep, or at least a half a rep. And if not a half a rep, there's a quarter of a rep. And that quarter of a rep causes more mental, physical, and emotional growth, where the next time, it doesn't happen as quickly sometimes, especially when you achieve at a higher level, but feeling, wow, I thought I barely got that last rep up, and I got a quarter because my coach pushed me. Next time you say, man, I think I might be able to do it. And next time you may not be able to do it, but you get a half. Oh, but you're going, I'm halfway there. I think I could do this. Being continually pushed, getting it in your mind, you know, I'm doing this. I'm a half a rep better than I was, and I never thought I would reach that level. Before you know it, it's three quarters. Next time you're doing a whole nother rep to what you thought was the zenith, the highest. That's how powerful the mind is. There's always more inside of you. And if you're listening to this podcast, that's what I always just talk about. And I try to do it in a fun way. The game of life can be certainly challenging. No doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But it's our perspective, how you look at it. You know, mastering your psychology, that's what I want to talk about today. Do you look at this as a struggle, a grind, or as a game? It's a challenge. You've been here before. You know, the world didn't fall apart during these challenging times. And you figure out this game, this puzzle, this Rubik's Cube, this combination lock. And you're just, man, just passionate about the journey during the good times and bad times. Sure, we say all we want are good times. But, you know, some perspective might say compared to, I don't know, someone in a third world country, these all are good times. But we always want that higher level, right? No matter what we've accomplished in the past. All right, so just being caught up in the game and loving the game. And I like to use the analogy of sports, right? If you played, I don't know, whatever your favorite sport is, and you had a team or you did it individually, and you had an opponent, all you did was just kick their butt. You just dominated every single game, right? You might think, wow, that would just, you know, be awesome. Boy, wouldn't it be great to just dominate? Well, you know, really, it'll kind of get boring after a while. You'd wish to have better competition. It would just be the same comparatively, however good it is, it would just stay there. Sometimes you need to be challenged beyond your back against the wall. You know, when you're doing your best, not my back's against the wall because I didn't pay attention and I didn't follow through, right? No, when you're pushing yourself and things don't seem to work out, and you think, man, all right, this is a challenge, this is a game. How do I get things together? I know I'm close. How can I just maybe a little tweak here, a little tweak there? And so you're looking at life that way, knowing that, you know what, I can connect with my wife or my girlfriend or my significant other. If I could just, there is a way. What do they like? How can I provide value to? How can I meet their needs? How can I pay more attention? In my busy schedule, how can I pay more attention? It can be that relationship with your best friend or your boss at work who you aren't getting along with. You don't think he likes you. There is a way to figure out that puzzle. There is a way to figure out that Rubik's Cube, all right? If you are determined, if you focus in on it, you can do that with your finances. You can do that with your physical body, all right? All those areas of your life, romance, finances, physical body, there is a way if you're determined, and you got to look at it as like a game. That's mastering your psychology. And that's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. If you are new to listening to this podcast, then yeah, kind of coming in at the tail end right here on my Morning Connection podcast, 199 tomorrow, boom, it's Morning Connection podcast number 200. And then we're over. We're done. You know, I look back and I'm thinking, wow, I got up every single morning. How did I come up with 200 topics or variations of, I don't know, maybe it's variations of five different topics, all splintered to come up with 200 podcasts? I don't know whatever it is. I just get up every morning with, how can I connect with you? How can I make your journey easier? How can I bring clarity into your life? How can I use my past victories and all my past pain to alleviate you from pain? That's just my vision. That's my identity. That's my purpose. I just got up every single morning and delivered, right? I appreciate all the emails. I'm glad this type of candid talk, this stimulation is helping you so much. Again, if you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, what I did is 100 podcasts, just came up with an idea. I've got 25 years, well, actually more than that, right? About 30 years of just totally loving. I came into this type of information. It's just what I needed in my life. Through the good times, the challenging times, little by little, I worked out, you know, just like in the gym, my mind. And I loved it so much. I loved the impact that it made on other people and how it helped me, and it became part of my identity. It helped me find my passion in the bodybuilding and fitness world that helped me maximize all my genetic potential, all that passion, enthusiasm, and talent, and align people to help me become known all over the world for being a bodybuilder. And more importantly to me is in a sport, a whatever it is, a hobby when it comes to bodybuilding, I didn't want to take drugs. I started when I was 27 years old. I was no kid. I had some references of success. So it wasn't like I certainly wasn't a skinny kid growing up who had a whole bunch of insecurities. I had my challenges just like everyone else. I'm realizing that more now. I didn't have it all together like I thought when I created this perfect storm to put so much time and energy into bodybuilding and training. Certainly an upside. That's probably why you're here right now with me, right? Maybe that's why I can speak to you with such certainty and confidence, because of those references of success that I was able to earn through my bodybuilding training efforts. But like I'm going to talk about tomorrow, as in this string of podcasts and Morning Connection podcasts, It cost me. Got a special message for you tomorrow. And so I stepped up and said, hey, how can I connect with all these people, all the people who, number one, followed me through my bodybuilding and training career. And then secondly, after my bodybuilding training career, I developed a man formation program to help people, guys just like you, develop more certainty, more confidence to work towards their goals, make them aware of certain things that they're doing to give away their power that they don't really realize. And the guys who are the movers and shakers, either they learned it or had somebody teach them, or somehow they stumbled into it. All these very amazing leadership qualities when they were 6 years old. Somehow they probably observed it. I mean, who knows? Maybe they had a dad who was there for them, where a lot of guys don't, right? They don't learn these things. And they just built a momentum ever since they were 6 years old, right? And so I just outlined a simple but massively effective leadership program. And I call it Man Formation Alpha Male Leadership Strategies that transform you into the man you really be. Transform you to the man you really want to be. And simple and effective strategies that, you know, if you were to go through the program, you can immediately apply into your life and say, wow, why didn't I ever think about that? And you do it, you'll see its immediate impact, not only on yourself, right, but the people around you. And it started relationships with men all over the world where they wanted more of it, more, more, more. And then I created the Man Formation to get your swagger back. And so many of these guys all around the world, they came to me for one-on-one coaching to take it to a personal higher and higher level, right? So I've been loving this stuff. Again, through bodybuilding and training, I had the Man Formation crowd. And so I said, hey, how can I connect? How can I give you more? How can I, all these people who have found their way to me, who like what I say, have to do, how can I give them more? How can I give them a piece of me? Maybe even be more transparent than I ever have ever been. Certainly a lot more transparent with my bodybuilding and training days. All I told you about was sets and reps. Knew nothing about my personal life. Just gave you instructions and strategies how to master your training in the gym, your eating habits, that overall psychology when it comes to health, fitness, building muscle, and losing body fat. And so that's how, you know, I started this Morning Connection podcast. Didn't really have a plan, didn't really do it at a structured time. I just did it in the morning. And I went through 100. Took a break for, I don't know how many months it is. I mean, to me, time flies. It seems like pretty much I just started this Morning Connection podcast this second time around. So I did 100, took a break for a few months, got so much positive feedback. It led so many of you to do one-on-one coaching for me. And I continue to do coaching for a lot of people who are listening to this, seeing the value that I was able to provide, the insight, the wisdom, especially for some of these young guys. And I feel privileged that they came to me for one-on-one coaching. And, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they're still going with it every single week. I talk to them at the same time, on the same day, every single week. Get this personal attention, the great emotions and feelings that you're getting through these podcasts. I mean, I talk directly to them about their particular situation. It's turned out to be a great tool, this Morning Connection podcast, to all my coaching students, because part of what I have them do, again, because this is your life, gosh darn it, is to spend a half an hour a day. It's part of what they do in their 6 or 12 months with me. It's to focus on their life, to be obtuse in their thinking, at least for 6 to 12 months, to commit to making those changes, to master their psychology, start working in a more structured fashion, getting some help and insight. Two people looking at their situations become all they can be, to maximize their talents, abilities, resources, the people in their lives, to actually make their dreams, their goals, to create a rock-solid, clear-cut vision for their life. That's what we work on every single week. And it's just an amazing experience, and I'm going to speak for them because I see the massive growth, what they're doing, having that accountability. It's also a great situation for me. So I have them listen to these 6 Morning Connection podcasts that I do. And so when we hit, you know, our half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes up to an hour every single week, you know, they're ready to go. It stimulates all this thought they've been thinking. It's like I've been talking to them for a half an hour for 6 days. So on that 7th day, when they're just ready to go. They're focused. We always have something to talk about because they listen to this. So this is Morning Connection podcast has really served my one-on-one coaching students well, to help them get more out of their investment, their time with me. So that's what I did. And so I did 100, took a break, and did another 99. That's where I'm at right now. And the second time around, I did it 6 days a week, all leading up to this podcast number 199 tomorrow. I'll end that. And man, it's been a great journey. If you are new to this somehow, you stumbled into it, again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, skipacore.com, my Facebook page, whatever it may be, and you think, well, wow, I missed out on something. Just got in at the tail end. Man, I wish I heard about this stuff earlier. I love making it part of my daily discipline, my morning ritual, my daily ritual. Well, here's the thing, is that the things that I talk about during these Morning Connection podcasts, they are timeless. You can listen to all these Morning Connection podcasts again 5 years from now, and they will help you. You'll grow in that time, hopefully. Maybe you'll have challenges. I don't know if that's pessimistic about saying you'll have challenges. And it really doesn't matter. When you're a stronger person, they will come and you will be able to handle them. So you're going to have victories. You're going to have a challenge. You're going to have growth over the next 5 years. And even listening to the same podcast 5 years from now on this date, you will hear it from a different angle. So if you're late to the party, so to speak, with these Morning Connection podcasts, just go right through all of them again, and make it part of your daily discipline. Now, I might refer to some things that were going on at that particular time, a current event. Maybe I use that as a story. Don't let that throw you. Don't make you say, oh, I can't listen to this. If you have not heard it before, it's new to you. Here's the second thing about it. Even if you have heard it before, trust me on this one, and maybe you already know this if you're a big fan of this Morning Connection podcast. Even though you heard it, I don't know, 4 months ago, You can hear it again today with your new mindset, your new strength, your new challenges, your new victories, your new world that you've created with yourself by leading with this psychology, this mind. You'll say, I don't remember him talking about that. That is so fitting to me for where I am right now. I swear to God, he did not say that when I heard it 3 months ago. That's the power of this. So don't let it distract you if I have a current event reference that's no longer current. And I did begin with the end in mind, knowing that I want to just leave a masterpiece that can, you know, go viral on the internet forever. You know, my goal, my vision, because, you know, I spend the majority of my time, we connect every single day. Maybe you've gotten addicted to this connection, right? Every single day, and piece by piece, you know, just say 100 podcasts at a half an hour a piece, we've spent a lot of time together, right? But, you know, there are 23 and a half other hours of the day that I'm not connected with you in this matter. A lot of that time is spent with Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement company. Highest quality, most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding products. By the way, you can go to massmachinenutrition.com or you can get it on the world's number one online retailer, bodybuilding.com, by going to sltips.com/3, sltips.com/3. Hey, I appreciate your tremendous support. I know how this company's growing. In addition to my insight, knowledge of being in this bodybuilding and training world, really connecting with you for so many years when I didn't have a supplement company, knowing what your needs were, what your fears were, what your ambitions were, what your stumbling points were. I was well prepared to do all this, but long before, you know, I had my supplement company, long before I knew what it is that you needed. I got myself skilled, so this was just, you know, the perfect storm, right? But my point is, that's where I spend the majority of my time. It's not doing this. This is something that I want to connect with you, and that's what's built the company at this point. You know, I'll just tell you this, and I'm going to refer to a lot of my challenges. I'm going to be open, frank, about, you know, my life as a bodybuilder, which created holes in my life, no matter what it may look like with the muscles or the trophies or these great pictures that I'm putting on my Facebook page that people are going, oh, wow, that's amazing. You know, for every great thing, it had created some holes. And I'm going to talk about those to wrap up, you know, this 200th Morning Connection podcast. And I'm going to tell you about that to give you inspiration and insight. Just in case you're being hard on yourself, you think that you're slower than the average person, success is eluding you, there's something that other people know or they do that you don't, and you may think it's some huge, and you may be thinking like giving up or settling for a life that you really don't want. Maybe tomorrow's podcast will help you, empower you, and help you look at your situation much differently, get you really motivated that I can do this if I take the proper steps and I get the help to do it, the insight. And so it's this type of connection. It didn't have, you know, what I was going to say is that, you know, all that time winning those trophies and, you know, having those muscles, making that my number one priority. I didn't spend a lot of time making millions of dollars. You don't make a lot of money as a bodybuilder, but I was passionate. I wasn't about money. I had a certain psychology about where to spend my energy, and it wasn't, you know, to make a lot of money. The reason why Mass Machine Nutrition is doing well is because of you and this connection, me open up my soul, my life. That's how it's growing. It's not because I'm spending a bazillion dollars on advertising saying, woo, this supplement is going to change the world for you, like these other supplement companies that you're not connected. You don't hear what the owner has to say. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a tweet every once in a while. And so they spend their time hyping up how awesome their supplements are or whatever they may think. That's not how Mass Machine Nutrition has grown. I really, really appreciate your support. But that's where I spend my time the other 23 and a half hours of the day. This is something I do as an extra bonus. It's consistent. It's congruent with my identity of helping you, and it makes me feel awesome. So, again, so if you're go back and listen to those 200 podcasts. Keep the connection going. Maybe even consider, if you've been thinking about it, I know you've been thinking about it because I've been telling you how massively effective this one-on-one coaching is, right? I even tell you, hey, give me a call, give me an email. I'll talk to you, see if it's a good fit for both you and me, right? So I know you've been thinking about it. If you've been listening to this podcast, I know you've been thinking about it almost every single day. You know why? Because I mention it in some way, shape, or form every single day because I am that sold on coaching to give you that perspective. I get coaching. I pay a lot of money for coaching because I know the value, right? But you can go through all these podcasts over and over again. Go back to podcast number 91 through 100 too. And that's the very best life lessons that I've learned so far. 91 through 100, you can go to skiplacour.com, click on the podcast section in the upper right-hand corner. I wonder if I were to do that now, just a few months later, if what type of spin or insight I would give on those same lessons. Or I wonder if, and I put them in priority, what I feel are the best lessons. I took a lot of time to think about it. I wonder if the order might change just in a matter of months. You know, that's how this growth process is. It changes. It constantly evolves. You never have this down, and that's okay. That's the fun of it. I wonder if a year from now, if I give you my 10 best life lessons, if all those 10 would make it or would one supersede. I wonder if I were to look at all these podcasts, I know that I'm giving my heart and soul what I genuinely believe. I mean, how can you get up at 3:45 every morning, 6 days a week, leave the comfort of my bed to start day off this early and not give my all in a podcast? That, to me, I don't know how a person can do something that's challenging, that's definitely discretionary with your time. It's optional. How could they couldn't give their all? So to me, just by the fact that I'm doing this, you got to know that I'm giving my all, right? I wonder with my growth, if I would give you a top 10, it would be the same. I wonder if I listen to these podcasts, would my perspective change? I've evolved so much and I continue to evolve and so will you. I know that what I'm giving you right now is heart and what I firmly believe to be true. And if I am not quite sure, I'll tell you that too, right? But I'm going to listen to these podcasts maybe a year from now. I wonder what if I would say, you know what, I sounded like a 10 right then. I wonder if that's only an 8. Or maybe there's another distinction, there's another subtlety to what I said that I now understand. Again, that's the great game of life that you're going through. But what I want to talk about during these last 5 podcasts, I've been telling you, okay, so you got the determination, you got the ambition, I got you to recognize your talents. You've focused on some short-term, long-term goals. You have some plans. You've created that overriding vision, right? You're pumped up. You're motivated. You want to improve the quality of your life, and you're now realizing how important it is. And so, you know, a few podcasts ago, I talked about what you need to do now that you have all that is, one, clarify your direction, right? Get clear on exactly what you want. It's going to save a lot of time and energy and effort as you get challenged. You got to save as much energy so you use it for the good stuff and not because you got a bad plan or you go here and there and here and there. You're just running on sheer emotion. Clarify your direction and then strategize your actions. Come up with a plan. And this one, you may need help. If you're 32 years old, you have a certain way of thinking and doing, and that's totally awesome, right? It's probably made you this great person that led you here today. At the same time, it's also the same person who has you stuck in certain areas. When you come up with those plan of attack, it comes from a good place in your heart, ambition, right? But you may not have the insight to come up with the right strategies, the right plan of attack. You may need some help to strategize your actions, right? 3 is upgrading your skills. You know, there's things that you do awesome that you can do even better to lead you where you want to go, right? So it's strengthening your strengths and then, you know, shore up your weaknesses. Next step is to, number 4, is optimize your environment, the people who you're around, your physical environment, your physical body, your energy level, that trapped energy that wants to do all this, how it's funneled, right? The people you're around, optimizing your environment, getting around coaches or mentors who will push you, like I talked about early in this podcast, right? Not make you settle, not sap you of energy because they've got their drama and their problems. Optimizing your environment with the people around you is so important. And what I'm talking about today, which is the overriding thing, it's mastering your psychology. It's thinking about where you want to go and achieving those results. It all comes down to results. What are the fears and the doubts or your beliefs that are getting in your way? You know, how has fear gotten in the way of you achieving the level of success, those feelings and emotions that you really want? Mastering your psychology. You know, again, you've been living 35 years, 23 years, 65 years. And I have a gentleman who just started working with, 62 years old. And, you know, I tell you, he's got a lot of great things going on with his life. He has a job that he's been at a long time. He's been married for a very long time. And those are situations that a lot of people would aspire, they would admire and want to be in, right? But he wants more, right? And the same certainty and confidence that created that level of success and happiness in his life, that's what's also preventing him. That way of thinking needs to be slapped on the side of the head and just consider a new way of thinking, bring another mind. And that's where I come in as his coach and his friend. We talk about his life in a way that he may have never considered before, not put enough emphasis on it, right? You have to master your psychology. And a lot of times thinking this way, you need that coach or that friend who's skilled and passionate and dedicated and great at what they do to help you think about it, right? When I have coaching students, or whether that's inside the gym, outside the gym, life, man formation coaching, whatever it is, they come to me for help and advice. And so they're thinking a certain way, so they kind of tell me about it, right? And then I know that's not where they want to go. My experience tells them, okay, I get what the challenge here is. And so I'll start shifting the story, just having them look at it from a slightly different angle. Okay, what else can this mean? Maybe is there another way to do it? And the first thing they want to do is tell me the whole long life process that led to them to that decision. And then, you know, I'll listen. Again, I'll try to shape their mind just to look at a different way, not tell them to do anything differently. That's not what I do. I can give you my opinion. But first, I want you to just say, introduce new thoughts, ideas, perspective of the other person, of the situation that you may not have considered or have not put enough energy into, right? And what do they want to do? They want to explain again, well, I thought about this, but then because of this, this, and this, I came up with this decision. You know, it's like you thought about it, you know, whether it's 35 years, 62 years, or your situation for the last 5 months that's challenging you. I already know you thought about it 5,000 times. 5,000 times in your mind, heck, for some of you, you talk to all your friends and family 5,000 times. You've repeated it, this challenge, and what your plan is and why you're doing it 5,000 times. Now, they're not going to slap you on the side of the head and say, you know what, you should do something differently. It's not working. Why don't you do something differently? They're not skilled. That's not their job. And maybe they even have, and you pushed them aside. What are you talking about, right? So you've thought about it 5,000 times. You've talked about it 5,000 times. You're firmly cemented in a way of thinking that isn't working, no matter how great of a person you are and how ambitious, how driven, how committed you are to improve the situation. You know, saying something in your mind or actually verbally 10,000 times only cements you in your challenge. Sometimes you need that whack on the head and have a different perspective just introduced to you. Just to think about it. You cannot use it. You cannot use it. And sometimes we get determined the same amount of certainty and confidence that got us here, that all the great things. Sometimes that's our biggest liability too. We're not humble enough. We think we can come up with a plan to get to the next level with the way we think because we've achieved a certain level of success thinking that way. But at the same time, not to be negative, but just to tell you is that that way of thinking, yes, it has got you to this great position, but that way of thinking also has you stuck for a quality of life that you really don't want. Think about that. So it's all about mastering your psychology. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment when you said, life is pretty darn good? What's that one feeling, emotion, that big goal that takes months, if not years of you mastering your psychology, getting better and better every day and being okay with it, just being in love with the game and seeing it as a game, a challenge that we're all going through? I mean, what would that big goal be? What are the results that you really want, the long-term results and feelings that you really want? Because we want to make sure we focus on those and we don't settle for short-term feelings and emotions like safety or run away for comfort and structure and predictability, where we're compromising the results that we really want, and that's joy, emotion, love, even if we have to risk and put ourselves out there, independence, feeling like a man, whatever it may be. All right? What are those results that you're after? All right, guys, have a great day, and we'll connect tomorrow for Morning Connection Podcast number 200.